Let me run downstairs because I haven't eaten yet.
Oh my God.
No, I'm not gonna go eat.
You're just gonna run off the excess energy you don't have because you haven't eaten.
If food comes into his mouth, it's not his fault. It's not like
you're
not like he asked for it there.
You're just gonna do some light calisthenics. And if food shakes off the counter into your gaping maw.
I'm just saying that I'm gonna run around my kitchen chewing.
Part of these duck all rods. Don't fall into my mouth. Oops. Oh, sorry, pecan pie. Oops, my face fell in and I'm eating it up like a dirty pig. Dirty pig.
But I'm gonna make sure that something's cooking so that I can eat it later.
By eat it later, you mean eat it now.
So you're gonna put something in that requires an hour and a half to cook?
No,
are you
probably
gonna
like
make a turkey? Are you gonna have to leave partway through to baste it?
I think you are vastly underestimating how long it takes to cook turkey.
It's a small turkey. It's a Cornish game turkey. It's what it is.
It's a turkey hot pocket.
I'm just saying that after Thanksgiving, we all got very, very sick.
Right, cowboy. You are listening to another episode of Fistful of Pixels with your hosts, Mike Bachman, Taylor Bliss, and Russ Walsh.
Alright, I just gotta go splash some water on my face.
Are you tired? Is that what it is?
Yeah. Tired of failing the children.
Each week, they take your submitted video game titles and turn them into the next great video game.
Did you guys see that tweet from Shonen413 about how we didn't have any game ideas in the last episode?
But then realized it's a cut.
Oh, well, here's a game idea. Shonen413 doesn't get to listen to the show anymore. that's a
he's
game.
Banned.
That's a fun game.
He's banned.
I'm dropping the ban
he's
hammer.
Banned.
Yeah.
Hey, Shonen413, you big piece of shit. Go fuck off and die.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's the one.
Here's a game idea. How about you? It's a game where you play as a big thorny cock and you stuff it up your big butthole. Gabe, play that game. Mm-hmm. Play it by yourself, you lonely son of a bitch.
Buttcocker 413. That's the name of the game.
It's called Buttcocker 413.
Mm-hmm.
It's available at a single GameStop near where you live, Gabe. Pick it up. And
there's only one copy, but it's reserved for you. I put the $5 down. Don't worry.
There's a peripheral. It's a big thorny cock.
Gabe Newell's Food Feast, submitted by TJ McKimmers.
Get it? Because Gabe Newell's fat, everybody.
I just thought he loved Christmas.
He's just a jolly old fella.
He gives all the toys to all the small children, but it comes at a great cost. He can't release Half-Life 3. How about this is a game where you play as a professional salad top? No, you play as a professional caterer, and you have to personally appeal to Gabe Newell's feasting attitude, or he does not release Half-Life 3.
Okay, so you have to bring foods. It's like a Cooking Mama knockoff. You've got to cook foods that are pleasing to Gabe Newell, in the hopes that you can convince him to actually release Half-Life 3.
Exactly.
Okay. What kind of foods are pleasing to Gabe Newell?
Pecan pie.
Well,
who doesn't want pecan pie?
Pecan pie.
I just love it.
Walnut
that's practically
pie?
That's practically rhetorical.
That's really the only food.
much like past game character we use, John Goodman, he loves pumpkin chucking.
Well, see, actually, Gabe Newell, I don't know if you guys know this, but he has a rare disease called reverse diabetes, where he needs extra sugar, and his doctor actually put him on a strict pumpkin pie only or pecan pie only diet.
his body is just constantly devouring all of its sugar.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
He needs to eat it at all times.
And number one source of sugar in the world is pecan pie. And that's just science.
Is it?
Well, what
just to add an extra mechanic, he also has special, special guest to his feast, and they're all silent protagonists, so you have to guess what they want.
Okay, that's kind of good.
What do you want? What do you want, Shell? You want some neurotoxin?
pecan neurotoxin.
Anybody want it? Hey, Gordon. Gordon Freeman, would you like some crab?
Head crab, yeah. With a side of crowbar. Let's just name things that are in their game. that's the goof.
Hey, would you like? Hey, Gordon Freeman, would you want a gravity gun?
hey, Heavy, would you like? Do you like bullets? The feast takes place in every single game of Red versus Blue, Team Fortress 2. he's feasting. And you have to keep the feast hidden from the Team Fortress 2 characters? I don't know.
Why did you just change what the game was?
It's the same game.
We were doing fine with Gabe Newell.
Win, lose, or shark attack.
Is it like Hasbro Family Game Night except sharks?
Wait. What? What are you replacing with sharks?
Playing backgammon. You play backgammon. If somebody says, hey, I don't really feel like backgammon tonight, then you get eaten by a shark.
So you either play or get eaten by a shark. And that's really the only way that, Hasbro games are going to get played, right? Because nobody fucking likes them. Like, when's the last time you played Kinect 4 and didn't want to die?
I have had epic Kinect 4 tourneys.
Yeah? Sometimes you mix it up and you play Kinect 5? Like, what do you...
Oh, I mean, it's just straight up Kinect 4.
That's
you do,
hard.
You gotta do, it's all speed rounds.
Oh.
You guys never played speed Kinect 4?
I went to a Duplo building convention.
Keanu comes all the time.
I'm just gonna I love Topple. Because whatever happened to Topple?
I don't know, because I don't even know what it is.
The bigwig Jenga guys took it out before it could ever get big.
I can tell by your reaction, Russ, that you know exactly what Topple is, don't you?
Topple is.
Oh, you don't what? Okay, you had a little.
Is that the one with the sticks? With the sticks you draw
no.
the marbles?
Fuck you! That game's
that's
bullshit.
Kerplunk.
That's a baby game. That's a baby game for babies.
Baby game for babies.
What Topple is it sits? It's a big platform and it's got tiers and it sits on top of this little peg and you've got little pieces all over the Topple board and you take them off and the last person to take one off before it falls is the loser.
Gets eaten by a shark.
Yes, gets eaten by a shark.
So what I'm assuming it's basically. You invite your Xbox Live friends onto a game, and if they don't play with you, they lose their Xbox Live account. It gets eaten by a shark.
How does an Xbox Live account get eaten by a shark?
Everybody knows that each Xbox Live account is stored in the North Pole by Santa Claus, and he throws them in the ocean when he doesn't give a shit anymore.
Keep it going.
And what kind of sharks are up there?
Polar sharks?
Sharks. Polar bear sharks.
Polar bear sharks?
Yeah.
Are there?
It's a beautiful... You want to know how they're created? When a mommy polar bear and a daddy polar bear get
when a daddy polar bear and a mommy shark... I'm just
it's
saying,
a beautiful process.
The polar bear just makes love to the shark's blowhole. They have blowholes, right?
No. So...
Well, there's also no such thing as a polar bear shark, Russ. So...
DOG, submitted by Babylonian.
I think the first thing that we got to figure out is what dog stands for.
Dicks. Dicks or... Dicks or guilt.
Well, you could always go dicks or grundle. That's always an option.
Dicks or guilt?
Dicks or guilt.
Yeah, suck this dick or you're going to feel bad about it later.
I'm a dying orphan. All I want is about 2 minutes of hasty fellatio. Is that so much to ask?
I'm just saying that no bones about it, so to speak.
Or mini
bones. Well, actually, I'm saying lots of bones.
If you've got more than one, Taylor, you've got a whole different problem.
Well, it's not all at once.
Can it be Dracula, original gangster?
I mean, or is it Dovahkiin, original gangster?
What the fuck is a Dovahkiin?
I don't know.
I feel like you're referencing some baby shit that nobody knows. Are you pulling a Walsh? Is that what's going on?
I'm going Walsh on this podcast.
Oh man, hey, Taylor, he was a good host up until he went Walsh, and we never heard from him again. Man, I'm interested though in like what this. I feel like, you know, this is kind of like a blank slate. I know he gave us three letters that we had to work with, but they could mean anything.
How about Dilbert or Guns? He plays Dilbert.
Or guns?
Or you play with the guns?
You chose wrong. Or how about you have the option of reading Dilbert comics or shooting
Dilbert
yourself?
Or Garfield? Dilbert or Garfield? It's a game where they present you with a Dilbert comic strip and a Garfield comic strip, and you have to choose which one's funnier.
this is a terrible game. Just to solve the, because you know what's the hottest rivalry out there right now that just everybody you talk to, they've got an opinion about it. Is it, which is a better comic, Dilbert or Garfield? Like everybody wants to know.
That's all I talk about with my friends.
You know,
Garf does what Dil don't.
Decision 2012 is not about the presidential election. It's about settling once and for all what the superior comic is. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to bet on that little pussycat. I'm putting all my chips on the table, and I'm going to call it right now.
Yep. Garfield. Garfield for 2012. Shut the fuck up, Beetle Bailey.
What if it stands for Dutch Oven Gathering? So.
You know what? You're trying to fulfill your lifelong dream as a Dutch oven salesman, but you ain't got any. You don't have nothing to sell. Your inventory's empty. What are you gonna
do?
You need
the historic gathering of Dutch ovens, like the world has nigh seen before.
Well, I mean, and your dad was a Dutch oven gatherer, and his father before him, and his father before him.
Of course.
Remember, his father was an exterminator. The gathering of the Dutch oven.
But ironically enough, an exterminator of convection ovens.
And that's why they're so hard to find. Dutch oven isn't a convection oven, is it?
I don't believe so.
Ducks or gators?
Yeah, ducks or gators.
Well, the gators, obviously. They're much more fearsome.
There'll be some balancing issues, but...
We'll work it out in post. We'll put it out.
The ducks are four times the size.
We'll put it out on Xbox Live. We'll call it a beta. Let everybody bitch about it for a couple months, and then we'll probably.
What if we made it a little bit more even?
I'm very disappointed with the launch release of Ducks or Gators. I was promised a seamless multiplayer experience. It's laggy as hell.
What if it was more even? Ducks or geese?
It's an ancient battle.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm betting on the mallards. Can we just make an entire episode on this title? Yeah. I feel like it could go on and no one would get tired of it.
My new weapons, submitted by Babylonian.
What's wrong with the old weapons?
Well, that's a question that needs to be asked. Is that, you know, you?
I did. That's what I did.
So, if somebody could just ask that question, I feel like we could get on with the show.
Okay.
Can somebody, anybody, doesn't matter who, just somebody just blurt it out.
Okay. What happened to the old weapons?
Anybody at all, just blurt it out.
Okay, then.
Okay. So, I think the question that needs to be asked is what happened to the old weapons, am I right?
So yeah, I mean, like my problem is that I don't know what happened to the old ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So okay, the game starts.
What happened to the old weapons?
Well, this is gonna. I'm picturing this is kind of like the typical like Metroidvania bullshit, right? Where you start off like with all your weapons, and then like something stupid happens. Oh, all your weapons are malfunctioning. Now you gotta find them again. And they just got done finding them in every other fucking game in the series. So this is actually what this is you lose all your weapons, and then the ones that you find are actually different than the ones you started with this time.
Whoa.
It's called My New Weapons, and it doesn't suck like all the other bullshit out there.
How about it's a game where you realize my old weapons were so fucking shitty. I'm going to go throughout other people's video games and steal their weapons.
Maybe you're playing as Samus, right? And you realize that you really hate all of your weapons. So you're trying to trigger one of those catastrophic events that like rids you of all your powers. So you can go get new weapons. You're like trying to intentionally make that happen, but you can't.
You can't.
You're like, are you sure? Are you sure there's not going to be any explosions around here in the next few minutes that I can unfortunately be in the way of?
Like, hey, apparently there's an ancient Metroid-powered super weapon here. You don't touch that, Samus. Let me just touch this. Oh, you just cured cancer. Oh.
Let me just get a piece. She's like, hey, Mother Brain, don't mind me. I'll just be standing here with my back turned.
Like, pardon me. I'm going to do some hand puppetry with the leftovers of Ridley's head. Just, you know, attack me when you want. Yeah.
The last Metroid is in captivity. Oh, fuck. Samus let it out. Damn it. Samus again.
Oh, Samus, the Metroid, it grafted to your suit. Now all your weapons are permanent.
Samus just, she puts her arm cannon to her head and just blows her brains out.
Hey, sir.
That's the end.
Hey, sir, can you be a misogynist bastard and take all my weapons away? No, Samus. I trust and respect you as an individual, so I think you can use all your weapons. Just use away.
It's the beginning of Metroid Other M, and Adam looks her in the eye and he goes, Samus, I authorize the use of everything you have.
Just use. I think you're a smart lady. I think you know how to do stuff.
We've been through a lot together, and I just really trust and respect you.
Just better weapons. Okay, how about some missiles? But they explode bigger. I get those later in the game, anyways. Anyway, that's the game. It's Metroid.
Yeah, there's not really shit to say about that.
Sim Skrillex 2000, submitted by Shonen 413.
Surprised we got really squeezed that out.
Really. Like a big old shit. It came out eventually.
Let's see. Uh-oh. Sim Skrillex 2000.
What? Repeat?
Sim Skrillex.
So we've all heard of my theory that all music in the future will be Skrillex.
Mm-hmm.
And that eventually, when the singularity happens, we will all be Skrillex.
Yeah, so this is just... we will be the band. Like... What, the entire planet is all just part of one band, but who do we perform for? It makes everybody so sad.
Well, that's obvious. We manage. You're the one lone human, and the rest of Skrillex, of course, has naturally chosen you to control its wub-wubs and dwub-dwubs and expand it across the galaxy. You are the last manager.
You're the last
take over the universe.
You're the last person on the planet. Everybody else has been assimilated into the band Skrillex. And you
it's
don't
not a band, it's a person. It's a single person, but okay.
No, it's now not if everybody in the Earth has been assimilated into it. It's no longer a single person.
That's what assimilation is, isn't it? No. Yeah, right. Okay, fine.
What the
fuck?
Okay. So you don't even like Skrillex. You've got to listen to him. Because they're the
instrumentation.
Only...
I mean,
if everybody on the Earth has been like assimilated into the band Skrillex, the band and Led Zeppelin was a single person.
Yeah.
Then you know the only band you got to listen to is Skrillex. So that sucks, I guess.
That's a game. Yeah, sure. You know.
Meteorologist Simulator, submitted by Shonen 413.
Well, that's a Kinect game. You fucking tell the weather. Done. Like, shit. And, you know, what's that Kinect talk show game? Did that ever come out? Where you can, like...
It was like a feature that came with, but...
Yeah, like, was that actually a thing that you could do? Because I know it wasn't out when I had my Kinect.
Yeah, I think it's out. I think it came out with this update, but I'm not
okay,
sure.
Okay, so, shit. You can make, like, talk shows, and now you can also give weather reports, and it downloads the weather off the internet. Like,
wow.
It's kind of dumb. People will play it once, but we'll make a buck off it. Done.
You're Good job. Fistful of Pixels, everybody. This is how the episode ends.
This is how the world ends. not with a bang, but with a meteorologist simulator.
Hey, do you guys see the meteors coming over the horizon?
That's not what meteorologists do. That's not it.
Nope.
I think. What do you mean meteorologists don't study meteors?
You know, I've been working about 2 years getting my broadcasting degree. Just realized you don't really study meteors.
He's like, I kept waiting for the meteor chapter in this textbook. It just hasn't come up.
Well, I guess that's 15,000 down the drain.
I waited 3 years to get to the advanced meteor section.
Okay, so meteorologist.
What do you mean the elective isn't available?
Meteorologist simulator is just basically like it's about our protagonist wants to be a meteorologist because he thinks that you study meteors. And when he finds
as a child, he watched Armageddon like 10 or 15 times a day.
He wanted to be Bruce Willis. And when he found out that that's not what meteorologists do, he embarks on an epic quest to change the meaning of the word meteorologist.
Time travel?
I'm thinking something far more sinister.
I'm kidnapping the Queen of England to force the Oxford men.
Worse than that, he edits Wikipedia. He just makes a false article, and then he hopes no one notices. They notice in like 5 minutes, and that's the end of the game.
Hey, the game is practicing just to edit the single Wikipedia page. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it takes you through Wikipedia page, editing Wikipedia page. Also, this game was created by Wikipedia Corporation, so Wikipedia nonprofit. What is Wikipedia's?
I don't know. Wikipedia is nonprofit, yes.
Adventures with Air, submitted by Mr. Nailit.
Okay, let's do Adventures with Air. I'm going to pull that one out because I actually have a decent idea for that. Adventures with Air, what it is basically it's a game that, it happens right before your eyes. Like, let's say it's Uncharted, okay? And what's going to happen in Uncharted is that, he's running, he's jumping, from fiery buildings, and he's diving into tombs, and he's getting
crossing chasms.
Mm-hmm. He's crossing chasms. What you got to do is you have to manually control his lungs while he does all these things.
So you have to manually pump the right and left triggers.
You do it with the triggers, and you have to pump them correctly.
Can people now control the left and right lungs independently?
Yes.
Yes.
I didn't realize that was a new thing.
No, it's a thing that you can do. Yeah, see, this is a video game. Do you think that Nathan Drake can really make all those jumps? Do you think that he can just climb and hang around like a monkey without, without breaking a few ribs? He can just do that and it's okay? No, he can also control his lungs independently because this is a land of magic.
I love this concept for a game because it's like action-adventure game meets co-op.
Mm-hmm. Well, can we make this a co-op game where somebody play, like just make it a DLC for Uncharted where somebody plays Uncharted and the second player has to sit there and make him breathe. If he doesn't,
let me just call up Naughty Dog, guys. Naughty Dog, the $1 million idea here. Write this down. I control the lungs.
That's going to be their new lung-shaped eye control peripheral. Little I, capital C, control.
That PlayStation Move thing, bullshit. We're going back to eye control. Making lung-shaped peripherals that you squeeze.
Mm-hmm. And see, here's the thing, too, is that, you have to make sure that you're pumping these lungs at the right rate, depending on what's going on. Because if you're pumping the lungs super fast and he's just standing there talking, he's going to pass out. Right, he's gonna hyperventilate. He's gonna fall over dead.
It's almost like Donkey Kong Jungle Beat mm-hmm. on the GameCube, but instead of a beautiful song you're beating, it's just the beat of a heart. You're gonna start hearing it in your sleep. What are some other games that would work? What's another game where you breathe a lot? How about what is that game? A really popular horror game on the PC. Amnesia. Just play Amnesia. That's hard mode is Amnesia, basically.
Cornfield 3. Submitted by... Ooh, Barracuda.
That's it. That's the gaff. Laugh about it.
what, Cornfield 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
the sequel to Cornfield 2, Cornfielder.
Maybe it's 3 cornfields.
Is that the only addition to the game? Is in the first one you've got 1 cornfield, and the second one you've got 2, and now you've got 3?
The people who brought you Cornfield 2, the most realistic corn simulator. Everybody is all ears for this corn game. Cornfield 3. Featuring your favorite corn features with new classes like kernels. Tillers. Hard corn.
So much excitement, you'll pop.
Popcorn, get it? Don't reveal the secret records, though. They're pop secret. Orville Redenbacher. This month in Hard Popcorn Field 3. If you pre-order it on the PS3, you get Cornfield 1943, which is...
Cabela's Dharma and Greg, Big Game Hunters. Submitted by Pack Ben Pack.
Okay. I kind of want to go back to Cabela's Dharma and Greg, Big Game Hunters, because I got an idea for that. It's gonna be Dharma and Greg, and they decide to go hunting, right? But their studio audience followed them. So it's Dharma and Greg. They can't help but making funny jokes, and every time they do, the audience laughs and the deer run away. So they can never get any deer because they're just too darn funny. Have you ever seen two more opposite people living together?
Like, taking out all those deer, they become hermits. Like, it's a commune of deer hunters.
It's just Dharma and Greg.
So you have to you have to position your laugh track, your hilarious audience of wacky goofaws across like areas to scare deers into elaborate traps. Is that what you're saying?
Let me just say this. Well, is that Greg, he's, you know, he's an uptight businessman, and Dharma, she's just a free spirit. And when you put those two together, you're bound to have a few laughs, and it's just tough. Well,
and it's not just that. I mean, it's not like they're it's not like they're trying to hunt the deer.
Uh-huh.
It just keeps happening.
Okay. Accidental deer hunting. Can this be, I know, man, every single game that we ever come up with is for the Kinect, but I don't care. Could this be a Kinect game where basically what it is they play an episode of Dharma and Greg, like, you know, and they're hunting for deer on the TV, and Kinect is listening. And you have to not laugh for the entire duration, because if you laugh, you're going to scare the deer away, and you get scored based on how many deer Dharma and Craig slaughter during their time in the woods.
What if we've got this all wrong, though? What if Dharma and Greg are the big game?
Oh, shit. Okay, so the studio audience hurt from years of neglect. The writers of Dharma and Greg haven't come up with a single good joke for the entire run of the series, and now they've decided to release Dharma and Greg into the woods.
They finally said, okay, we get it. One's a businessman, one's carefree.
And they're just,
let it go.
So they just give everybody in the studio audience a gun. it's basically the most dangerous game. Right,
it's like, the most dangerous.
Well, absolutely, because you know those people that would go to a studio audience recording of Dharma and Greg. I would not trust them with a weapon.
They're obviously not mentally stable. I mean, we can all agree on that. You nailed it. But just don't chuckle. Don't you dare chuckle. You're going to scare Dharma and Greg away because they've never heard a laugh before, so they don't know what it is.
They don't know what laughter sounds like.
Chevy Chase, Pig in the City, submitted by Pack Ben Pack.
What are we doing? So what's next?
Chevy Chase, Pig in the City.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of like that.
You just kind of what?
I don't know where I'd go with it.
I know.
Just kind of like
it. It just sounds like, you know, it's catchy. It's something for the kids, you know, because who's number one on, you know, teens' radars today? I would say it's Chevy Chase.
Chevy Chase?
My man, it's my man CeCe, you know?
Community is the biggest show on television. It'll never fail. It's going to power through.
It better not. I'm just going to say that. I mean, the two funniest things in the world. It's, you know, Fistful of Pixels first, and then and then Community is a close second. That's just how that. So, yeah.
Guys, sign our internet petition to make sure Ben Pack does not close down a Fistful of Pixels.
Why would he close? What?
I was making a joke.
I get it.
No, you don't. I don't.
So let's get back on topic here. Pig in the City. Are we to believe that Chevy Chase is the pig, or are we to believe that Chevy Chase is in shenanigans with a pig that's in the city?
Oh, so this is kind of like Baby's Day Out, except instead of a couple of bank robbers, it's Chevy Chase, and instead of a pig, instead of a baby, it's a pig. Wait, let's turn this on its head. Maybe instead of a couple of bank robbers, it's a pig chasing Chevy Chase through the city.
As we all know, how about Chevy Chase in an exclusive deal with Community, because Community is the biggest hit show in the country. He now is the national representative of bacon products, bacon bits, bacon everything. Every time you go to ThinkGeek and you order some stupid bacon soap, you are lining Chevy Chase's pockets, and the pigs ain't happy. So a lone pig assassin is out to kill your fucking shit, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or pigs. Are all pigs out to kill?
Well, I was thinking it was just more so that Chevy Chase is just so baffled and confused and senile that he's just wandering the streets of New York. And I don't know why this pig's out to get him. He's just hungry. He's 100% convinced that Chevy Chase has got some truffles in his pocket.
You know how pigs can't resist truffles.
They just can't.
Pigs just love truffles.
I'll tell you what I learned. What were the two first things that I learned in kindergarten? One was my ABCs. They made us learn that day one. I didn't have a choice. Two was that motherfucking pigs cannot resist truffles.
Remember that scene in Charlotte's Web where Wilbur jumped out and bit that guy's head off just for some truffles in his
just
pocket?
For a truffle.
How, I don't know how Charlotte got him out of that ordeal, but she's...
I'm pretty sure she spun up the body and hit it.
She ate it. Oh my god, I just revealed there's a secret darker side to Charlotte's Web. This is...
So maybe Chevy Chase is walking around with truffles and he didn't even know it. He didn't even know it. He's just got truffles.
Every day I'm truffling.
Maybe Charlotte's really depressed because her spec script for The Cape, she was one of the original producers of The Cape, and it got canceled, and she got so pissed off at Community, the number one comedy in the nation. She is now now tricked Wilbur into taking out Chevy Chase.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't take much tricking, though, because all she had to do was slip a truffle in his pocket, and bam, those pigs go apeshit.
They don't love those truffles.
And thus, Chevy Chase died. Remember, folks, pigs, this is from the National Truffle Pig Safety Commission. Don't carry truffles around. Eat them when they get handed to you. Okay?
Shit, man. That's all we got there.
This has been A Fistful of Pixels. Music by Hugo, a.k.a. Dr. Manhattan. Artwork has been provided by T.J. McKimmy. Check out the official shirt of Fistful of Pixels, featuring Lookout Barrel Boy. Designed by Justin Russo. Available from podshirting.spreadshirt.com.
You guys ever see The Boy in the Striped Pajamas?
I haven't watched that.
Are you thinking of Nightmare Ned?
No, it's The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
Is that like Nightmare Ned?
No. This is about the Holocaust.
Oh.
It's pretty sad.
Oh.
It's really sad.
Grave of the Fireflies is about children starving to death in Japan. Oh, sad.
Wow. You guys read some really depressing shit.
What's another good one that's depressing?
Hey, how about for this comedy podcast that we do? How about we make more jokes?
Let's make them cry. Not enough video game pod. All these kids freak out about their podcast making them laugh once a minute. Let's add some emotion. Hey, you fucks. Hey, you despicable little fuckers who are listening to our awful show. Hey, just for a moment, think to yourself, I'm a fat, ugly white person, and there are people starving to death.
Can I just say?
Well, I complain about the audio quality of this cheap-ass, petty show of three idiotic fuckholes.
Can I just say that?
Get a knife and put it through your heart. Yes, please, Mike.
Can I just say that someday, everybody listening to this show is going to die? I mean, eventually, you're just going to be in the ground, and you will decompose, and nothing that you did today will matter. Nothing that you listen to, not the jokes.
You are a speck.
Definitely not the jokes.
Oh, Jesus.
Also, be sure to leave a review on iTunes.
Follow us on Twitter. You can tweet us with the hashtag #FistfulOfPixels. Do so before you die.
If you want one thing to exist throughout the universe, well, I'm sure your iTunes review will survive the test of time.